Well, you've heard about this one before, but not for a while. And that is, it's Back to the Future for an effective medical treatment used extensively and effectively in these United States from 1934 through the early 1950s. By the way, folks, that's not the first time. At Tahoma Clinic, we apply information that goes back to the 20s and 30s for a whole number of things. And I even have a subtitle in Green Medicine Newsletter called Effective Then, Effective Now. Because, hey, even though everybody's different, everybody's DNA is different, everybody's body is a little bit different, the general overall plan is pretty much the same for the last jillion years. And so if it worked then, it usually works now. But this particular Back to the Future comes from an article published in April of 2016 when researchers from Harvard, gotta say it that way, that's what I was taught when I was there, and Guangxi Medical University published a research review entitled Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation. Is it time to remember the cure? And notice they used the word cure, the time forgot. They wrote, quote, ultraviolet blood irradiation was extensively used in the 1940s and 50s to treat many diseases, including septicemia, which just means dying of infection, pneumonia, tuberculosis, arthritis, asthma, and even polio. Yeah, polio. However, with the development of antibiotics, the use of ultraviolet blood irradiation, which is also called UBI, declined, and it has now been called the cure that time forgot. And that's a quote right from that Harvard University article. So now that Harvard has published about it, everybody can come out of the closet, especially who does it, that is, can come out of the closet. And hey, what do you know? Ultraviolet blood irradiation works. Now, if we'd said that before Harvard came out of the closet, we'd probably have a visit from the state medical board because this isn't standard of care. Ah, but Harvard says it works, and it's the cure that time forgot. If we read about ultraviolet blood irradiation in the medical journals from those forgotten times, we learn that ultraviolet blood irradiation was reported effective not only for infections, but other things too. Here are some titles. The control of acute thrombophlebitis. What's that mean? Well, it means inflammation in a vein with a blood clot in it. The control of acute thrombophlebitis with ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy. And here's a good one. Recovery from botulism coma? Excuse me, people get botulism, they usually die. And by the way, it's not an infection, this is a toxin. Recovery from botulism coma following ultraviolet blood irradiation. Yeah. Ultraviolet blood irradiation in non-healing wounds. Oh, it helps wounds that don't want to heal. Isn't that interesting? And ultraviolet blood irradiation in apparently intractable bronchial asthma. That means it's so doggone bad that you can hardly live with it. And ultraviolet blood irradiation helps that. Those are just four of the things that have nothing to do with infection that are found in that forgotten medical journal literature. But back to the Harvard and Guangxi University reports about ultraviolet blood irradiation, or UBI, eliminating infections. Here's another quote from the Harvard report. Low and mild doses of ultraviolet kill microorganisms by damaging the DNA, while any DNA in the host cells can rapidly be repaired by DNA repair enzymes. Continuing the quote, with the recent emergence of bacteria that are resistant to all known antibiotics, ultraviolet blood irradiation should be more investigated as an alternative approach to infections. Huh, Harvard. Well, that means all the other universities can catch on. And then that way they can say it's okay. And that, gee, will bring back a cure that time forgot for serious infections. Yeah, I know it'll get a little annoyed about that, but gee whiz golly. We all know that ultraviolet light kills germs on surfaces, don't we? Including skin surfaces. We even know they got ultraviolet lights in your furnace filter to filter out to kill the germs. Yeah, but even in medical and nursing schools, it's rarely mentioned that in the late 1930s and 40s, these medical journals published reports from universities, hospitals, and even a few clinics all around these United States telling us that this could effectively treat a whole variety of infections, bacterial as well as viral. Here's just one example. In 1942, Professor Miley at the Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia reported using UBI, ultraviolet blood irradiation, on 103 individuals with life-threatening infections. Yes, that's life-threatening infections. At that time, antibiotic treatment was barely getting started. This is 1942. All they had is sulfa drugs and penicillin. The only antibiotics available were those. So the large majority of these patients usually died. Now, Dr. Miley classified them as early infection, moderately advanced, and moribund, which means close to death in English. The diagnoses included sepsis, which is infection throughout the body, septic abortion, badly infected abortion, peritonitis, pneumonia, abscess in the appendix, pelvic abscess, wound infection, and similar infections. That was the origin of these infections. And some of these people were moribund and close to death from them, even if they did originate in a wound infection. He treated all of them with ultraviolet blood irradiation and reported that all 20, that's all 20 of the early patients, 46 of 47 of the moderately advanced, and 17 of 36, which is a little less than half of the moribund, nearly dead patients, fully recovered. That's 100% in early infections, almost 100% in moderately advanced, and close to 50% of nearly dead individuals from infections fully recovering. Did you know that ultraviolet blood irradiation began right here in Seattle in the 1920s? At that time, scientist Emmett Nott, K-N-O-T-T, knew that sunlight and ultraviolet light was being used to successfully treat infectious diseases of the skin. He reasoned that if skin infections could be treated by ultraviolet radiation, blood infections and other inside-the-body infections might be cured by irradiating the blood. So, to try it out, he built equipment that would remove a small amount of blood volume, anticoagulate it, expose it to ultraviolet radiation, and then pump it right back in. So it's a person's own blood. It's not a blood transfusion. His first report on the success of this treatment was published in 1934. To be precise, approximately 300 cc's of blood, 300 cc's of blood, that's roughly 10 ounces, 5 to 7% of the total for adults is removed while being irradiated by ultraviolet light, just like Dr. Knott told us, and put back into the body. This can be done just once or repeated a number of times, depending on the seriousness of the condition being treated. Adverse effects are very rare. This is important. Dr. George Rebick of Shadyside Hospital in Pittsburgh reported, there have been no signs of harmful effects in approximately 4,000 blood irradiation treatments under my direct supervision at Shadyside Hospital in the past 5 years. How'd you like that? No signs of harmful effects in 4,000 treatments. Don't think we can even accomplish that with antibiotics. Even though ultraviolet blood irradiation was being done at Virginia Mason Hospital in the 1940s, at present, Tahoma Clinic is the only one in our area using this treatment. If you have a bacterial or viral infection, that does include Lyme disease, doesn't it? Even if you did get bit by a tick. Still, it's an infection. Or perhaps a severe, also called intractable plasmin with asthma, a non-healing wound, or that old thrombophlebitis, infection with a clot in a vein, and would prefer not to continue suffering with it or take yet another series of antibiotics and or other patent medicines, consider ultraviolet blood irradiation. It's being done at Tahoma Clinic, has been done at Tahoma Clinic for years, and now it can come out of the closet because Harvard says it's okay.